This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as we do this week, we've done it three or four different ways, and more so than normal because we're trying to catch up on stuff. But joining me again this week for the third time is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
So,
lots of interesting things going on.
Well, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, about a week ago, on 25 March, in Idaho, Governor Little signed a bill that improves constitutional carry there. Now, Idaho already had constitutional carry, which means that, in essence, you have the state of the law about the same as when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. That is, you don't need a permit to carry either concealed or openly a loaded handgun in most public areas. And Idaho was one of three states, as I recall, which had a mild limit on constitutional carry, and they limited it to residents of the state. I doubt that would have held up if challenged in court. But the chances of somebody being arrested and then taking it to court were very small because all of those states recognized most other states' permit. But it was an irksome provision nonetheless. So in this year, in 2020, a bill made it through the Idaho legislature and was signed into law by Governor Little, that's HB 516, on 25 March, that did away with the residency requirement for constitutional carry in Idaho, which primarily the limitation was inside incorporated towns. And that's only a small part of Idaho, but it's where a fair number of people spend a fair amount of time. And the age provision on it, by the way, was 18 years old. So if you're 18 years of age and can legally possess a firearm, a handgun, which most people can. The federal ban is not on possession, but on purchasing from federally licensed dealers. You can constitutionally carry in Idaho. And those people who say, well, we have to get everything right away. We must have perfect, because only perfect is acceptable. I say the perfect is the enemy of the good, because you get better and better through a little bit more and a little bit more incremental steps, and it has worked in terms of restoring Second Amendment rights.
All right. So
Idaho, already had constitutional carry, now it has better constitutional carry. And there are 16 states that have constitutional carry, and it looks like Tennessee is very likely to become the 17th within the next couple of months.
Now, when you say they have better constitutional carry, though, is there somebody out there that has the worst constitutional carry? There are varying degrees of constitutional carry.
Yeah,
I don't live in a state like that.
Probably my guess, and I'm being, it's probably North Dakota.
Okay.
It has constitutional carry, but it's limited to residents, as I recall. I think Wyoming is the other one. So, but the chances of being arrested and prosecuted are really tiny. First off, most people who carry and can legally have a gun are very, very law-abiding. So the chances of them being arrested are tiny. And then the chance of some prosecutor wanting to take the law to court where it could be challenged are tiny. So in effect, these, you know, they're quite constant. They are very, very close. And, you know, getting absolutely perfect on constitutional carry, you get down into nitpicking. Well, you know, can a person carry into a local courthouse or not? Those are the types of issues you have to start looking at. And the fact is, in all the constitutional carry states, most everybody who can legally own a gun can carry a handgun most places, most of the time. I mean, even in the early republic, right after the Second Amendment was ratified, they didn't allow people who were arrested to have guns in jail.
Right.
So there's always, you know, some practical considerations.
Hmm. Now, see, one of the things that I enjoy here in South Carolina with a concealed carry permit is that when I go buy a gun, I don't have to go through a background check. So even if the background check system goes down legally, I can buy a gun. I can go in there. I'm already considered to be vetted as long as my address is lined up and everything else. You know, boom, done.
Yeah.
In these states with constitutional carry, they don't have that, do they? Unless they have a permit, maybe.
Every state that has constitutional carry has kept their permit system. Vermont never had a permit system, and it has always had constitutional carry. So they just don't have one. But every other state has kept their permit system. And there are, as I recall now, 23 states where the permit is effective to be used for a NICS check because you've already had your check, as you said. And it'll probably go back up to 24 pretty soon because it looks like Alabama is working on making their permit system accessible or acceptable to the FBI in the NICS check, the ATF. I think the ATF makes the decision and then the FBI administers it through the NICS. And they have a problem in that their sheriffs, they're the ones who give out the permits and select who may have a permit or not. And some of the sheriffs were said to have allowed people who had felony convictions to have permits. And I don't know the specifics on that, but that's what the ATF said was happening. And so they withdrew their status of people with Alabama permits to purchase firearms without having to go through a NICS check. But I think that'll be rectified very likely this year.
Yeah. The NICS check system, though, well, before... I was just talking about this.
I prefer that we don't have it at all. I think, you know, the instant check was sold as somehow preventing people who shouldn't have guns from having guns. It just doesn't work.
No.
What it does is mostly prevent people who have a Second Amendment right from not getting guns because it has a huge false positive rate. John Lott thinks the false positive is something like 94%.
It's a little higher. The actual the actual turn down in 2018 was 1.21%. So what's that? 88.79%.
Well, 98. When we're talking about the percentage of the turn downs that were false. So the most of the time, I think it's like 98% or more of the time. I don't have the number. I think you said 88. Maybe that's correct.
98. But I tell you what. Hang on there for me if you would. Hang on there for me if you would. We're coming up on the break. You can find the stuff that Dean writes. It's over half of it. He's over 3,000 articles now, and over half of those are at Ammoland.com, where he is. I consider him to be the most prolific writer at Ammoland, and he is more people read his stuff in the United States than any other gun genre writer out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about the NICS checks. Do you find it? Do you think the ramifications of universal background checks have been slammed home during this pandemic buying panic we've been seeing?
I think certainly a lot of people have become aware of the problems with the NICS system. And the idea that we can significantly change crime rates by submitting the vast majority of non-criminals to this bureaucratic procedure has always been false. We talked about John Mott looking at this, and during the Obama administration, after 2010, the Bureau of Justice Statistics stopped issuing annual reports on NICS. But in 2010, there were set, and that's much lower levels of NICS than we're having now. They had 72,000 denials, 72,600. But there were only 44 people who were prosecuted out of those 72,600 denials. And of those, there were only 13 convictions. Now consider that. You had probably, you know, 10 million NICS in that year in 2010. That's a rough approximation. And then you had 72,000 denials. And of those, you only get 13 convictions. Now, submit having 10 million plus people go through a bureaucratic procedure, which only results in 13 convictions, is insane. It's a terrible waste of resources. And we have no evidence that shows that the NICS system has had any serious effect on crime that I can find. It just doesn't.
Let me ask you this.
It's a bureaucratic procedure, and the only reason it's in place is to try to gin up the idea of having a registration system.
Sure. Why do you think...
gun registration doesn't work either.
Let me ask you this. With people and the NICS system, when you fail a background check, based upon that, if you're trying to obtain a gun... And you have one, and you come up on the list, or if you're actually a prohibited person, should there be a penalty for that if you're actually truly prohibited and you're seeking to buy a gun? Because most people know if they...
There are penalties, but what we're seeing in as federal court cases and law evolve is these prohibitions in the law, in federal law, on who is allowed to possess a gun or not, are horribly overbroad. And we're starting to see things where justices are saying, well, you know, if you've got a conviction for something that was a felony 20 years ago, and it was one of these cases where it could have been either a felony or a misdemeanor, and you only got a suspended sentence for it, and you haven't had any crime since then, well, we don't see any reason why you should have your right to exercise the Second Amendment that could never be regained. I mean, these are draconian penalties, and they make no sense. So most of the categories, it should be, in my opinion, a limited sentence. Maybe you lose your rights for 5 years or maybe less. Particularly on these misdemeanor crimes, you shouldn't lose your Second Amendment rights forever for a misdemeanor crime.
Right.
And they even went back to people who had a misdemeanor committed, you know, 30 years ago and say you lose your rights forever. It's absolutely insane, and it's all part of the idea that anyone having a gun is generally a bad idea. So we just want to outlaw as many people as we can with every slice of the pie we can get. And we need to reverse it. And perhaps violent felons should not be able to regain their rights to have a gun until they serve their complete term, including probation, and then only on good behavior. But it makes no sense to have a permanent lifetime prohibition for all the minor categories that are in the law now.
Right.
I mean, you can have your rights taken away just because you've been charged with a crime. You haven't even been convicted.
Right. So the one thing I keep seeing them want to do, though, is can a governor, like in Virginia with McAuliffe, you know, he restored the voting rights of X many felons that were out there?
Yeah, it's a couple hundred thousand, as I recall.
How can he do that?
Well, he has pardon authority.
Oh, so he pardoned 200,000. So how did he know who they were? Did he have a list of 200,000 names in front of him?
Yeah, he had a list of so many felons that that he had names of, and he could restore their voting rights. It is sort of a partial part. Now, the problem in restoring the rights to people to keep and bear arms is that if it's a state crime, you can usually get, not usually, but with great effort and tremendous expense, you may be able to get a pardon by a governor. If it's a crime that was a federal crime, you have to get a pardon from the president. I've only seen one in my entire career. One of my students had gotten a federal pardon and had his firearms rights restored. I think it was under President Bush, but I'm not 100% sure. It was quite a while back.
If they have
an administrative procedure you can go through to get your rights restored.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you this question. I don't want you to answer it now, simply because we don't have time. But I want to ask you this question: Can a governor, when he pardons somebody, for example, can a governor? Does he have a line item list where he can say, okay, these rights are restored and these rights are not? Because I remember with McAuliffe, he said, I'm going to restore their voting rights, but not their gun, their rights to own a gun, which that's almost godlike, isn't it? And
it
you
is,
know,
but I'll talk more about it after the break.
Right. I just find that... I just find that quite audacious to get out there and make that claim and do it with a straight face. But anyway, for those of you that are listening to this, for those of you that listen to Dean, and I know there's a few of you that just love Dean, and that's fine. I enjoy him coming on here myself. You can find most everything that we talk about at Ammoland.com. That's the repository where well over half of his work is sitting right now. And you can go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is now advising when you leave your home to wear a non-medical cloth face covering as an additional public health measure to help stop the spread of coronavirus. President Trump at the White House explains the new guidance.
Is recommending that Americans wear a basic cloth or fabric mask that can be either purchased online or simply made at home, probably material that you'd have at home.
The government reported more than 700,000 people lost their jobs last month. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News all these numbers should be concerning, but reminds everyone,
we're about to inject between $2.2 trillion and, with leverage, $4 trillion into the American economy. The whole economy is about $21 trillion a year, the largest in all of human history.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do, and I was busy asking him a question and everything. What? How would you go with this one?
Well, let's see. We were talking about felonies, and then the question. Could you give me a recap of it, quick?
Well, I mean, can they get out there and say, okay, I'm going to restore these rights, but not these rights?
Yeah,
because,
okay.
I mean, is there when somebody becomes convicted of a felony, do they get out there and say, well, you can vote, but you can't have a gun. You can't have a gun. You can have a gun, but you can't vote. I mean.
Right. The governors in almost all the states have very wide and broad powers in terms of pardoning people. And so, yes, I would say the courts would uphold it, that they can decide who they want to pardon, how much they want to pardon, when they want to pardon, for how long. I think they have such wide and general powers that they can do that. Now, I think it's really silly to give somebody the right to vote or to restore their right to vote, although the franchise was never always an absolute right, and not restore their right to have a gun. Voting is far more dangerous than having a gun, in my opinion.
Well, I think they're making a presumption that they're going to get.
Legal system. Go ahead.
I think they're making a presumption that they're going to vote their way, though.
Well, yes. I think you are correct. Yes. And that's part of the problem, is that we have a lot of politicians. They are people. They manipulate the system to their benefit rather than necessarily to the national benefit. And unfortunately, that results to our detriment.
So,
I do think we should be doing away with many of these ridiculous restrictions and infringements we've put on the Second Amendment.
Do you think we're going to see... Do you think we're going to see a change in the attitude towards the Second Amendment? Because a lot of these people buying guns are leftists. And
I think
suddenly,
we already have.
Yeah?
I think we've seen it. I recall back when I was young, it was just assumed that the Second Amendment was virtually meaningless. No academic took the Second Amendment seriously in 1960. But by 1975, we were starting to see some indications of it being taken seriously. And now the Supreme Court has ruled in our favor, which they probably should have done 100 years ago or more. They refused to uphold the 14th Amendment, in my opinion. It was designed in part to make sure all citizens had the right to arms. And that was in 1866, I think it was passed, 66 or 67. And now the Supreme Court has been reluctant to enforce their decision in Heller and in McDonald. And so we have the appeals courts trying to assert the idea that the Second Amendment just barely allows a person to have a highly regulated handgun in their home that can be, the number of rounds it can hold can be regulated, and it can only be in the home if it's carried on one's person, and there's no right to take it outside the home. And aside from that, we can do anything we want with the Second Amendment.
Right.
And that's what the appeals courts have tried to put forward. And hopefully the Supreme Court now, with two Trump appointees, will disabuse the circuit courts, which are where the appeal courts are in the circuits, of this false idea of what the Second Amendment means. And we'll know by the end of June what the decision is on the New York Rifle and Pistol Association case, because either they'll find it moot, which seems highly unlikely, but that was argued, or they'll have a wishy-washy decision, or they'll have a strong decision, and we probably won't know until about the end of June.
Do you think that the justices are watching this and saying to themselves, this actually affects the American populace in a way that we hadn't considered, which, you know, they live sort of, I mean, would you think that a Supreme Court justice gets out there and says, hey, you want to go shooting this weekend?
Some do. Some do. I think that Scalia was an avid hunter, and he is supposed to have invited other justices out hunting, from the left particularly. Thomas is a clear and strong originalist and textualist, and some of the other justices are supposed to be. Kennedy, who is no longer on the court, was kind of wishy-washy. But we should get a stronger ruling than we had before Trump appointed two new Supreme Court justices. And we won't find out. And yes, I do think the justices watch what's happening socially. They read the papers. Well, that's an old expression, read the papers. They don't really read the papers anymore. They watch the television and read off of screens like we do on the Internet. I think that they do watch these social developments, and the idea that we set a record for private gun sales in March, that's 7% higher than the record we set when we were worried about Hillary Clinton being elected president.
Right.
Says quite a bit. And the academics have been so dishonest in the statistics and the way they approach things on this issue. There are some that are more honest. I think Gary Kleck has done good work, and John Lott has generally done good work, and there are a few others. But when you look at most of the academic literature, primarily where it's been published in medical journals, there's tremendous dishonesty. They just refuse to even consider that guns might have some positive good. They try to treat guns like a virus, like COVID-19. It's totally evil, never does any good. And so they consequently simply refuse to look at any possibility that the guns might, in private hands, might do good.
Right.
And so what you end up with, it's like they're doing a cancer study
on an anti-cancer drug and they find out that a few people get side effects, oh, well, that means we can't have the cancer drug because there's some side effects. It's exactly analogous. We're not going to look at what good it accomplishes. We're only going to see if there's some side effects. And that's most of the medical studies. Now, not all. I've seen some that show that there are positive effects, and they're honest, but those, of course, are downplayed and not pushed in the media.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple studies that I just recently was looking at. There's a big study that was done a few years ago comparing California and Texas gun shows. And while it showed that when there was a gun show, the murder rate dropped off a little bit, it also showed that there was no effect on suicides at all. Basically, what happened is that suicides with guns either dropped or rose a little bit, but when that happened, suicide with other methods completely made up the change.
Yep.
So the overall suicide rate did not change at all.
No, it actually just the means. That just the means. But hang on right there, if you will, for me. We're coming up on the last break. And talking to Dean Weingarten, you can find most of his stuff, half of his stuff, his latest stuff, at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Now, talking to Dean Weingarten, and I saw that he wrote about this, and I want to ask him his opinion of this, because you wrote an article about Villanueva in Los Angeles,
yeah.
the sheriff there. And now, did you see that he got relieved of his duty as emergency preparedness manager for the county or something like that?
Yes, I saw that, and hopefully it was deservedly for his bungling of this designation of gun shops as essential or non-essential. I was a bureaucrat for a long time, and this is a classic case of how not to make a decision. I mean, first, they're non-essential. Then he gets some pushback. Okay, they're essential. Then he gets some pushback from a different source. Okay, they're non-essential. Then President Trump's administration puts them on the essential list, but it's not, it's only advisory. So he backs off right away and says, okay, they're essential again. It's not leadership that's waffling. And it's kind of funny, but it shows how much power President Trump has with just a mere declaratory, non-binding decision that the Second Amendment should not be eliminated during an emergency.
That brings up the next question. There are a lot of people out there right now who feel like that the Constitution has been suspended while we're in the, because, you know, we're being told
right.
That you, in some places, if you go to work, you get in trouble. You get arrested and fined, maybe imprisoned for going to work.
Yeah,
and
it's a point, and I am sympathetic to that view, but we've always had the potential to suspend some constitutional liberties for emergencies. Whether you call it martial law,
yeah,
or an emergency declaration, and this has, the problem is that it's been expanded and expanded and expanded through the last couple centuries as a country. A large question is just how temporary things are and how strictly enforced they are, and the left, particularly progressives, gained enormous power as we learned more and more about the transmission of diseases, and forced vaccination and forced quarantine were some of the early cases where progressives gained enormous power in the judicial system. And so this is over 100 years old that these powers have been enforced within the United States, and
I don't like them to go on for very long, but at the same time, it's hard to deny that when you have a potential to save a lot of lives, that, you know, you can bend the rules a bit. I just, you know, I don't like it, but it has to be temporary. And I think that's what we'll see. I think this will be temporary. And even President Trump is saying, look, we can't keep doing this forever because we're going to destroy the economy.
Right. But, I mean, like Gavin Newsom has gotten out there publicly and said, this is a good time to start doing other progressive things, more progressive things.
Yes, absolutely. And that's exactly the strategy they've pursued, and they've been pretty successful at it for 100 years.
Now,
more than 100, actually.
If they were to continue to push this and try to keep us locked down, which I know is impossible for them to do right now, is this sort of a, would this be sort of one of these things where we would look at this and say, this is Cloud and Piven by force?
Well, I think it could go that way, but it's unlikely. And I think the big thing we're seeing and why it's not so quite so bad as it was maybe, you know, 100 years ago during World War One, let's say, when Wilson terribly abused his powers, is that the progressives no longer control the media like they used to. And the fact that you can be on the air and we can be discussing this, and there's a, you know, maybe an audience of a million or a couple million people, is a huge difference from even 30 years ago when there were almost no conservative voices on the air or in any of the media. And so that power, the ability to exercise First Amendment rights so that a fair number of people can actually hear you and discuss it,
right,
I think makes it less and less likely to be successful. I have an article coming up. Well, I can't guarantee it'll get published, but it's been sent off.
Probably will.
It's been sent off to where there's a county in Wisconsin where the local powers that be have said that telling falsehoods and spreading rumors about the COVID-19 virus is illegal and will be prosecuted. And they don't state a statute. I think that's a direct violation of First Amendment rights, rights to free speech and press under the Wisconsin Constitution as well. And it's possible they just are really clueless and badly worded their announcement. You know, they might have, if they'd have said something like deliberate spreading of false information and rumors for the purpose of causing rioting or, advocating for the overthrow of the state or something like that, well, maybe that could have been worked. But they just made a blanket statement, and I think people are going to come down on them.
Does that mean they're going to go after Andrew Cuomo? Bill de Blasio?
Well, he's not in Wisconsin, so it'd be a far reach.
Okay.
But, Cuomo, you know, again, he's making some nasty statements. Well,
what they're doing, though, one of the things they're doing is that if you have, there's people dying in New York that have coronavirus, and there's people dying in New York that are dying because of coronavirus.
Right.
I mean, I've got a few doctors that have told me that they think I've had coronavirus, that I caught it at SHOT Show, right? And because it was a thing at SHOT Show. When we were there, we didn't know that much about it because we were too busy watching the impeachment. But,
And there were plenty of Chinese at the SHOT Show.
There sure was. I've thought about that a lot. And, the idea that it's a definitely killer thing. But the difference is that, lots of people, especially the elderly, they can catch coronavirus, but it doesn't necessarily kill them. But they might die anyway.
Right.
So it's almost like if you have coronavirus and then you die in a car wreck, they're saying another coronavirus death. Another coronavirus-related death. So it makes me wonder about
that. I have to say
part.
Our numbers are terrible. Our data is terrible. I don't trust the data hardly at all.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be another week before we start getting some reasonably good data. I mean, some things are just starting to glimmer out of it where we have an idea what's going on. And we have a test case just to the south of me that's going to be very interesting, as Mexico has done virtually nothing and they're starting to show up cases.
I also find it interesting with the left, with all of this stuff that they've been doing, that a lot of the things they really enjoyed are now going away because you got leftists buying guns. They're saying they're saying not to use reusable grocery bags anymore.
Yeah,
the big cities that they want us all to move into turn out to be the hot spots for coronavirus infection. And they're no longer advocating, carpooling and mass transit.
Yeah, well, you know, I've often said that people on the left are not really demonstrating against, inequality or injustice. They're demonstrating mostly against reality.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's an excellent way to put it. Before we run out of time, let me just tell everybody where they can find your stuff. You can find Dean's stuff, most of it, the latest stuff, at Ammoland.com. All the stuff that we discuss here, for the most part, either he's written about it or he's going to write about it or something else along those lines. And at the same time, sometimes the conversations are just fascinating in and of themselves. So check him out at Ammoland.com. I presume you'll be with me again at least on Wednesday.
Yes, I expect to be.
Very good.
So, unless something happens.
Unless they release us from the lockdown. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And that does us for the week. Back again on Monday. Remember this, between now and then, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.